We need to accomplish great and awesome things for God. You see, I have a feeling that Jesus didn't say that Peter had little faith because he sank in the water. After all, only God can walk on water. Jesus told Peter he had little faith because Peter didn't recognize Jesus' voice and trust Jesus without the little flotation test. You understand what I'm saying? How long had Jesus been with Peter and the disciples? Why didn't they recognize Jesus? Why didn't they recognize his voice say, "It is I, do not be afraid"? Well, Lord, if it really is you, ask me to come to you on the water. O you of little faith. O you of great cowardice. What are you afraid of today? What are you afraid of today? Whatever it is, God has His Word, has this Word for you from the book of Isaiah 41. Write it down. Isaiah 41:13. I want you to hang this above wherever you spend a lot of your time. A mirror for some of you maybe. In your car. At your desk. Am I treading on thin ice there, Betty, to say a mirror? Is that where you spend a lot of your time, Betty? Isaiah 41:13, God says, "I am holding you by your right hand, I, the Lord your God, and I say to you, do not be afraid." Why? I, God says, I am here to help you. I am here to help you. Do not be afraid. I am here to help you, is what God says. Tells us and reminds us. So, where are you today? Did I do that? Where are you today? In closing this morning, I want you to do a little something for me. I want you to bow your heads and close your eyes, and I want you to cup your hands like this in front of you. Bow your head, close your eyes. Actually, you can look up to the ceiling if you want. I don't care. Just close your eyes. And in your mind's eye, I want you to place your fear or your fears in your hands. Whatever you're afraid of today, I want you to place it there visibly in your mind's eye so you can see it right there in front of you in your hands. Then I want you to raise your hands and begin to separate them and keep your hands open above your head like you're praising God and let that fear go. Let it go. Let God take that fear. God already has taken that fear. You give that fear to God. Overcome whatever you're afraid of. Do not let Delia run your life. Let God be with you in your life. Do not be Delia. Have faith in the one who died for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Next week, how do you find a tribe that won't put out your fire? How do you find a tribe that won't put out your fire? If you're able, let us stand together for our song of invitation. I am thine, O Lord. Number 419, let's sing the first, third, and fourth stanzas. First, third, and fourth stanzas. Please stand with me if you would.